Start your day off right with a dose of vitamin E. Welcome to the Step Strong Podcast. I am your host, Tara J. Black, the Round the Way Social Worker. Here, our main purpose is to heal, empower, and motivate you to smile big and step strong through this thing called life. Now let's get to the business. Hi, it's Tara. Are you ready to reset your life? Well, good news. I am the Step Strong Coach, and I can show you how to reset your life and step strong unapologetically, be it your personal or your relationship. Click the link in the bio of the podcast so you can schedule an appointment so that you can live your best life. Now step strong. Hey, watch. Hey, y'all. Hey, it's Tara. You know Tara, your Round the Way Social Worker. And baby, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we're back at it again. You know, last week we were just talking about, you know, things to pay attention to, how to know when your mental health is screaming and how you need to take time to reassess, readjust whatever ship you're in. But, you know, sometimes I think I said in the last podcast that we become numb to the ship that we're in, and we just go through it every day, daily. And sometimes we don't even know how we got to that point before we have a prescription for anxiety, for depression, or whatever other mental illness has sprung up from us not taking care of our mental health. So a lot of times it's hard. I'm not going to say it's hard. It's challenging to unlearn or to become unstuck, but it's doable. Betty Wright said it, anything worth having at all is worth working for and waiting for. So we're going to work to preserve, to reset, restore our mental health. And you can, whatever is done, there's a positive and a negative. There's a good and a bad. There's a up and a down. So there's always going to be something opposite. So if you've learned it, you can unlearn it. I just want to give you 6 encouraging tips. And there are probably more, but these are the only ones I want to focus on. You know, I don't want to overload you, but I just want to give you just a little bit to unlearn habits that you should unlearn for your mental health sake. For your mental health sake. 1, relying on others to make you feel fulfilled. Other people got their own baggage. And if you wait for them to make you feel some type of way, or to applaud you, or to give you accolades, honey, unlearn it. You know, Kirk Franklin has a song, you know, in order to be happy, you have to have something happening. But he was talking about the joy of the Lord. So unlearn relying on other people to make you feel fulfilled. When my mom said, when people do something nice for you, tell them thank you, because they don't have to. We get to the point where we let the spirit of entitlement take over, that they're supposed to do it. You're entitled to it because you do X, Y, Z. Work with unlearning that relying on other people to make you feel fulfilled. It's time for you to feel yourself, and everything else is just lanyap. That's extra. Another thing, saying yes to every request you get. Unlearn that. I think I said it in the last episode that no is a complete sentence. No is a complete sentence. You do not have to say yes to every request that is made of you. Because see, what's going to happen is, you're going to say yes to every request, and then you will become resentful. You will become disgruntled. You will become bitter because you're going to start feeling as though that particular person, whatever ship you're in, is always asking of you. But why are you becoming disgruntled, resentful, bitter with them when you have the power? Just say no. You don't have to do every request that's asked of you. Now, if you want to do it, fine. But if you feel some type of way in the pit of your belly, just say no. Another thing, being unclear in how you communicate, unlearn it. And let me tell you, we all can have communication issues where we have not communicated clear or we have not learned how to communicate. But it's never too late because, see, now we can learn how to communicate effectively, more clear. It's almost like speaking. As long as you have your words together, the conversation flows. But when you have to search for what you're going to say or think about it, that's a little disconnect. But unlearn unhealthy ways of communicating, especially that sarcasm. Unlearn that. Learn to be precise. So I had a friend girl, she called me and I hadn't spoke with her and we hadn't spoken, you know, in a little time had passed. And she was like, "Oh, you acting funny? You don't want to talk to me? I mean, did I do something to you?" I said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa. Did you miss me?" She said, "Yeah, I missed you." I said, "Well, that is what you should have led with. I miss you. I haven't heard from you. Is everything okay?" So communicate clear, not with sarcasm, not with snappiness, but communicate clear. What is it that you are conveying to someone? And also be mindful of the receiver. When you unlearn for your mental health how to communicate clear, be mindful of the receiver. Another thing, unlearn this habit for your mental health sake. Blaming others for your problems. If you hadn't done that, no ma'am, no sir. And I think that us as individuals, we will quickly shift the blame opposed to looking at self to say, "Hey, you allowed this." I made a post once before and my post said, "Quit playing the victim to what you allowed." Quit playing the victim, because at any time you could have stopped that. At any time you could say, "Hey, this is not going in the direction that I anticipated." So for your mental health, unlearn that habit of blaming others for your problems. What could you have done to change the situation? What did you allow? Look at yourself. Yeah, because one thing I say it all the time, that in this world, there are givers and takers. You have people that give and they don't know how not to give. And you have people who take who are not going to tell the givers how not to give because they want to take it. So quit blaming other people for your problems. Unlearn this for your mental health. Because see, if you don't unlearn that habit, honey, you're going to be on a hamster wheel in your head trying to learn and figure out why they did what they did, why they treated you like they treated you. I mean, what were they thinking? No. Focus on yourself and get yourself together, love. Another habit to unlearn for your mental health. Avoid how you really feel. "I'm all right." No, you're not. Talk about that thing. Let them know what it is. Let them know how you are feeling about this current situation. or about that particular situation. Be real. Because if you don't unlearn this habit, your mental health, honey. I don't remember this game they had on Nintendo DS. It was called Cooking Mama. And it was called Cooking Mama. And she would be in the kitchen and we would have to get the mixing bowl and the little things. I don't know if y'all ever seen it, but anyways, honey, if she was not moving quick enough, her stove would catch on fire and the food would burn up. So be for real in expressing how you feel about a particular situation or a particular event or whatever it is. Be real. Don't downplay it because it's only causing detriment to your mental health. Because them people going on about their business while you still ruminating over it. Go ahead and say, I don't like this. Or when you did XYZ, I felt. It made me feel. Own it. Because I said it. Those that mind are not going to matter. And those that matter are not going to mind. And I'm going to give you one last one to unlearn. Unlearn this habit. For your mental health purpose, not taking or asking for help when you need it. Please don't let your pride get in the way, love. Please don't let your pride get in the way. Unlearn that for your mental health. Take help, honey. Ask for it. Because let me tell you something. This is pride. I'm going to ask you once. I may ask you twice. But I ain't going to ask you a third time. Lies you tell. Because if it's something that I need, and I know that I can't get it and I can't do it and you can, I'm going to ride you like Roy Rogers rode Trigger. I'm going to be on you. Have you did that yet? Can you help me? Unlearn it. Because the less you tack on yourself, the better your mental health is going to be. Because that means that you don't have to carry it all. You don't have to do it all. You have some assistance. We're not independent people. We're interdependent, which means that we need other people. And sometimes in our own little mind, I don't need nobody. You are not telling the truth. You are not telling the truth because everybody needs somebody. Because God, that's how God designed us. At the beginning, he had Adam. And he said, it's not good for Adam to be alone. I'm going to make him a woman. So he made Eve. So even God knew that it was not meant or good for us to be alone. So even when it comes to you asking for help, or even when it comes to you taking help, when people say, I do it for you. Nah, I got it. Knowing you already broke down on your knees, knowing your back already humped over. No, unpack it and let somebody assist you. This is going to be for your mental health. This is going to help you. This unlearning this habit, unlearning it. And let me tell you, when you are unlearning these habits for your mental health, I encourage you to ask Holy Spirit to help you unlearn these things. Unlearn them because this is self. This is nothing but self. All of this right here is self. But decrease your flesh and get your flesh out the way and say, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me to unlearn this because it's messing with your mental, which means that your mind is not on Jesus, honey. It's on self. It's all on self. But these six habits, unlearn them. Relying on others to make you feel fulfilled. Saying yes to every request you get. being unclear in how you communicate, blaming others for your problems, avoiding how you really feel, and not taking or asking for help when you need it. Unlearn these things, and your mental is going to appreciate that, and you're going to feel it. You're going to feel it from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet when you unlearn these habits. And then you're going to say, how did I make it through life like this? I should have been done this. But that's neither here nor there. So until the next time, y'all continue to smile big, step strong. Why? Because these people are watching you. They want to see what you're doing. They want to see how you're doing it. And how in the world are you maintaining when you have all these habits that are not beneficial to your mental health? Let them know you've listened to the podcast and there's some things that are changing for your good. So until the next time, y'all push past the pain and y'all persevere. And tell me this, who you gonna trust? Jesus. I don't care what it looks like, what it sound like, what it smell like. Trust God. He got you. So until the next time, I'll holla.